The Russian foreign minister in New York presiding over the UN Security Council. He said the world system was evaporating before our eyes.
Now the United Nations-centered system is enduring a profound crisis whose root cause was the desire of some members of our organization to replace international law and the United Nations Charter with a certain rules-based order. Nobody has seen these rules. They were not the subject of transparent international negotiations.
But Western diplomats said the decision to call this meeting about the defense of the UN's founding charter was cynical. The US ambassador said it was Russia that had violated the charter by invading Ukraine. She'd come to the meeting accompanied by the sister of US citizen Paul Whelan, who's been imprisoned in Russia for over 4 years.
Russia, the convener of today's meeting, invaded its neighbors in Ukraine and struck at the heart of the UN charter. And Russia, time and time again, has violated universal human rights and fundamental freedoms, both outside and inside its own borders.
Paul was a corporate security director. He had a job he loved, a home, a life of hope and opportunity. All that has been taken away from him by Russia, a country that revels in its culture of lies.
Mr. Lavrov also had an important meeting with the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Russia says the Black Sea Grain Initiative expires on May the 18th, and there are doubts whether it will be renewed.
Minister Lavrov, can the grain deal survive? After your meeting, can the grain deal survive?
Don't show it. Don't show it.
So Mr. Lavrov simply admonished me for my loud question, but it's clear from a recent conversation that I had with Russia's deputy foreign minister that Moscow's not at all happy with the way the deal is currently working. And senior UN officials are worried that Russia won't renew it. That, of course, would greatly worsen the global food crisis. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.
At least 12 people.